This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Agnes's Table and Community Center officially launched its meal service at a new location in Chippewa Falls on Tuesday. The nonprofit originally provided the service in downtown Chippewa Falls before moving to Trinity United Methodist Church to increase their capacity. They completed another move this week, now offering the service at St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church. Paula Gregory is the executive director at Agnes's Table and Community Center and says it was actually the church that approached them about moving into the new space.
Well, they approached us and they said, you know, we have this brand new space we've built in the last few years, and we're looking to partner with some organizations on collaborating to help the community. And we talked with them. They met with our board. We did a tour, and we just realized that space-wise, it's going to be a much better location. They have double the kitchen equipment, a larger gathering space for more people if, you know, our numbers do continue to grow. And so we just thought it's a good fit.
The extra space comes at a crucial time for the organization. Like many food pantries in the region, Gregory says they've seen increasing demand for their services. She says at their downtown location, they served as many as 90 people. That number grew to as many as 150 after moving to Trinity United Methodist Church, and the new space can accommodate even more. With the increase in demand for food assistance, Gregory says they're also looking for more businesses and community groups to sponsor meals.
Our meals are based on sponsorship, so we get out in the community and we find businesses, you know, church groups, youth groups that are looking to do some sort of giving back. And so they sponsor a meal, and they can either, there's a donation of $150 that help covers the cost of the food that we would be serving, or they can purchase the food and bring it in and cook it themselves. But it just has to be cooked in a commercial kitchen.
The meal services will be available Tuesdays and Thursday nights from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Gregory also says the nonprofit is always looking for more volunteers. Despite the federal government shutdown ending in recent weeks, the battle over funding for food share-related programs in Wisconsin will continue. On Tuesday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the Trump administration plans to halt funding for those programs to states that have not complied with their previous request for personal data on the people who receive benefits through the programs. The agency is seeking the names, addresses, social security numbers, immigration status, and benefit history of those recipients, and say their goal is to root out fraud in the programs. Governor Tony Evers has rejected those requests for personal data over recent weeks, and Attorney General Josh Call joined a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block them. The announcement was also made despite a federal judge issuing an injunction to block the Trump administration from withholding that funding. The agency set a deadline of December 8th for those states to either turn over that personal information or outline their reasons for not doing so. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have announced over $1 billion in funding to expand high-speed internet access across the state. According to a press release, the federal government approved the state's final proposal for the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, which will unlock over $1 billion in federal investments through the bipartisan infrastructure law. The proposal aims to expand high-speed internet access to over 175,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses. Expanding internet access has been a major focus for the Evers administration, with over $345 million allocated to broadband expansion projects in the state since 2019. Governor Evers says access to high-speed internet is a necessity in today's world, keeping people connected and improving both education and the economy. With the approval of the funding, infrastructure work on the building of the broadband network is expected to begin next year, following state environmental reviews and final engineering work on the projects. The city of Eau Claire is seeking assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to address concerns over some particularly aggressive turkeys in the area. City officials say they've been getting disturbing reports about the turkeys in the area of Old Wells Road and Highway 312 for months. DNR officials say the aggression could be linked to their behavior during mating season. They're now coordinating with local USDA officials on a plan to humanely capture and relocate the turkeys to a less populated area where they won't pose as much of a danger to residents. Wisconsin health officials are reminding residents that the open enrollment period for healthcare will close in a couple of weeks. Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance officials are encouraging residents to begin evaluating their coverage options as soon as possible amid potential rate increases with the expiration of the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're also warning residents that if they enroll for a healthcare plan after December 15th, their benefits would not begin until February and leave them with a gap in coverage for January. Chetek emergency responders are reminding residents to stay off the ice on area waterways as the winter weather settles in. According to a social media post, Chetek Fire and Rescue responded to Pokagama Lake on Tuesday after someone fell into the water. They say the individual had measured 3 inches of ice when they were heading out, but walked over a thinner patch shortly after and fell through. That person managed to make it back to shore as they responded, but they're advising residents to wait a few more days as the water freezes. Governor Tony Evers is encouraging residents to do their holiday shopping at small businesses to support the local economy. According to a press release, Governor Evers has declared the rest of the month of December as Shop Small Wisconsin season. It's the fifth year that the governor has made the declaration, hoping that residents will support small businesses like retail locations, coffee shops, and restaurants. U.S. Small Business Administration data shows that about two-thirds of the money spent at small businesses remains in the local community. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting to one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers' Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to get back above zero here by midday today. Sunshine, high of around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could see a few scattered light snow showers, low in the low teens. Tomorrow, more snow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.